Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Eleanor Engel, and I want to ask you a question. When I say Alka-Seltzer, do you right away think of indigestion? I think very many people do. But actually, Alka-Seltzer is a very effective pain reliever, too. When you have a headache, for example, or neuralgia, or aching muscles, Alka-Seltzer can give you wonderful relief. Try it. Just drop one or two tablets of Alka-Seltzer into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink it. Now, those thousands of tiny effervescent bubbles in a glass of Alka-Seltzer do much more than just look good and taste pleasant. They actually help speed Alka-Seltzer in its work of relief. Make the next time you have a headache the time you learn more about Alka-Seltzer. Believe me, you'll be glad you did. You'll discover that Alka-Seltzer relieves a headache as effectively as it comforts an upset stomach. That's speedy Alka-Seltzer. First aid for indigestion and headache.
Did you ever watch a hunter getting his gear together for a 3-day duck hunting trip? Well, just get a load of the living room at 79 Wistful Vista where Mr. McGee is piling up his equipment. Ah, what a mess.
Now, let me see. Chocolate bars. There's my axe. Check that off the list. Chocolate bars. My flashlight. Hot water bottle. Shotgun shells. Chocolate bars. Mittens. Basketball bladder.
Basketball bladder? Who'd you say you're going with, the Phillips Oilers?
The basketball bladder, my dear, is to cut patches out of in case my rubber boots spring a leak, which they never fail to do yet.
I see. Mm-hmm. Now, would you mind shoving some of this valuable equipment to one side so I can get through to the dining room? I want to feed the little parakeet and change his water.
Okay. There. Can you get through? Oh, there's my old duck call. Fell out of my hunting cap. I wondered what I did with that duck call.
Duck call?
Uh-huh.
Is that the thing you blow on to scare the ducks so they fall right in the lake? The thing that makes a noise like you hear at the World Series when they don't like the umpire?
A duck call, my dear, is not to scare ducks. It's to call ducks.
Hmm. Well, that figures at that. Duck call ducks.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
That's logical.
For instance, say there's a flock of ducks flying over the lake. Boy ducks, you see.
Boy ducks.
Yep. And I want to call them in where I can get a shot at them. I merely place this duck call to my lips and give out with the gentle cry of a girl duck in distress, like this.
Heavenly days, that poor thing is in distress. Yes, that's what I say, baby.
Well, I'm a little out of practice. Rough lip.
Oh, dear, I wonder who this is. This messy room. Come in, if you can get in. Hello, Cora.
Hi, Miss McGee. I just thought I'd stop in and see how your parakeet is. Oh, moving, are you?
Hmm? Oh, no.
Hi, Cora.
Hello, Mr. McGee. I just stopped in to see how your parakeet is. Where are you moving to?
The parakeet's fine, Cora. He's out there in the dining room. And we're not moving. McGee's going hunting.
Oh.
Yeah, me and Doc Gamble going up to Lake Wapahokee.
Oh, Marvin just loves hunting, Mr. McGee. My husband, you know, Marvin.
Yeah, Marvin.
He went deer hunting a couple of weeks ago, but... Oh, is it expensive?
Yeah?
$200 Marvin spent for a 2-day trip.
Heavenly days, that is expensive. Did he get a deer?
No, he got a cow. I guess that's what run the cost up.
Yeah, that could do it. Well, Doc and I won't have to go tramping through the woods looking for game like that. We'll just sit quietly in a comfortable blind while I lure the game into us with this call of mine. Listen.
Oh, going moose hunting, are you? Say, that's a wonderful imitation.
No, it's not supposed to sound...
Reason I know how a moose sounds, when I was a kid on my uncle's farm, a bull moose got his head caught in the barbed wire fence one time, and... Blow that again, Mr. McGee. Go on, blow it again.
Well, okay.
That's it. That's a wounded moose, all right. I know
oh,
that.
Oh, for the love of Mike.
Oh, listen to that little bird. Hi, birdie. Hi, birdie.
Why don't you sit down, Cora, if you can find room among this junk. I'll move
oh,
some of it.
Oh, I can't stay, Miss McGee. I got to get on downtown. I just wanted to say hello.
Oh, goodbye, Cora.
Goodbye, Miss McGee. And I hope you get lots of moose, Mr. McGee. Bye.
Drop in again. That's funny, isn't it? You wouldn't expect a girl like Cora, I mean a sort of a city girl type like her, you wouldn't expect her to know how a moose sounds, would you? Blow that thing again.
Oh, no, not now, Molly. I got too much to do here. Now, let me see. I got to find my hip boots, fix the handle on my hunting knife. Hey, my license. I got to find my hunting license.
How much does a new one cost?
$3. Why?
You've got this house in a million-dollar uproar now, McGee. Look, I'll give you $3. Run down to the city hall and buy a new
one. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm not wasting dough like that, kiddo. That hunting license is around here somewhere, and if you'll help me turn this house upside down from the attic to the...
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Having fun is good for you. So remember this. Whether you like to watch a good football game or get out and bowl. Or spend the night at the fights. Or whether you prefer a quiet evening with friends or curling up with a good book, you have to feel good so you can enjoy your fun. Well, when you don't feel up to having fun because of a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Now, starting with a liquid is wise because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Ask at your drug counter for Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Well, it's not there. It's not in that drawer, too, either. Now, let me think a minute. Last time I had that hunting license was when I went out to Dugan's Lake this summer with Mort Toops fishing. And we saw the game warden coming, and I took a quick look to be sure I had my fishing license with me, and it turned out I had my hunting license.
What'd you do?
I grabbed Mort's fishing license off his hat and told the warden my name was Mort Toops.
Quick thinking.
Yeah, but when he asked Mort what his name was and where was his license, that rat put the finger on me. Wouldn't cooperate at all.
Just selfish, huh?
Yeah, I swore right then that I'd never go anywhere with that spoil sport again, and by George, I... Hey, call that rat up and ask him if he wants to go duck hunting with me and Doc, will you?
What?
Well, we're going to need a third man. It's a lot of work building a duck blind, chopping wood, cleaning the cabin.
Why don't you call him?
We're not talking.
Again?
And this time it's legal. We signed the contracts last week.
Contracts?
Yeah, he's got mine, and this is his right here. I'll read it to you. See there? I, Mort Toops, hereby solemnly swear never to talk to Fibber McGee again until death do us part. There's the notary seal right there, see? Signed it at the Elks Club.
Heavenly days. If you two aren't talking, then why take him along?
He don't have to talk. Just keep the work done, that's all. Oh, never mind calling him, though. I'll have Doc ask him. Let's find that hunting license. It's around here someplace.
Where?
I'm going to go look in the refrigerator.
The refrigerator?
Yeah, all this running around has made me hungry. I'll go fix myself a sandwich.
Stay where you are. I'll do it. I don't want my refrigerator to look like this living room because...
Okay, Tootsie. Put plenty of mustard on it. Ah, there goes a good kid. Sweet and simple. Long as she's sweet, everything is simple. But just let me forget once to wipe my feet when I come in the front door and all...
McGee, you home?
Oh, hi, Doc. Come on in.
I can't stop in a minute. I'm on my way down to the city hall to buy a new hunting license. You want to go?
Haven't you got a hunting license?
I lost it someplace. Housekeeper's out of town. It's simpler to buy a new one. You got yours?
I'm looking for it now. I had it this summer, but I can't find it
so far. Come on, I'll drive you down there. City Hall closes in half an hour.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not throwing any $3 away like that there. I'll find my license if it takes...
Okay, okay. Suit yourself. Now, one thing more. Mm-hmm. I ran into Herb Travis a while ago and asked him to go with us. Told him I'd check with you, okay?
Herb? Oh, he's a nice guy, all right. Does Herb hunt?
Well, he says he's never been, but he'd love to go with us.
He can chop wood, can he?
Sure.
Clean the cabin.
Sure.
He can help us drive. wash the dishes, clean the ducks. Ah, good old Herb. I'd love to have Herb.
That's what I told him. See you tonight at bowling, huh?
Okay.
Goodbye, Molly.
Who's that?
Doc Gamble.
Hello, doctor. What?
He said goodbye. He left.
What? I didn't even hear him come in.
He's going downtown to buy himself a new hunting license. Lost his like I did. Only old Fatso ain't got the ambition to look for his like I have.
No wife to do it either like you have.
No, he does it the extravagant way. Jumps in his car and goes down to... Hey, that's it!
That's what?
I'll bet that's where I left that license. Get me the hammer, will you, kiddo, while I run out to the garage and get the crowbar.
Hammer? Crowbar?
I'm going to take a look in the trunk of the car. Boy, this trunk lock is really tough. It's coming, though.
Well, I know I shouldn't ask a foolish question, but haven't we a key for the trunk of this car?
It's lost.
That's what I thought.
This thing ought to... There. Now, let's take a look. There's my flannel shirt. Let me see, right here in the pocket. Aha! My hunting license. What did I tell you?
I'm so happy for us, dearie. Any competent body repairman can fix that trunk for $40 or $50. And you saved a clear $3 by finding that license. You're wonderful.
Yeah, well, I told you it was around here someplace. And here it is. Look at that. County of Wistful Vista. Hunting license. Issued June 30th, 1952. Expires June
30th, 1953. June
1953. Oh, my gosh. Hop in and start the car, Molly. I'll tie the trunk down so it don't rattle. We've still got 12 minutes to make the city hall.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Say, if you're feeling the miseries of a cold, do yourself a real favor, won't you? And find out how Tabsin can help you. Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N. Can be taken at any stage of a cold to relieve the sniffles and sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and general aches and pains. Tabsin comes in smooth-coated, easily swallowed tablets in packages easy to carry with you wherever you go. And that's just what you'll want to do if you have a cold during this time of the year. Take Tabsin.
Just about all set for our hunting trip Friday, kiddo. A few more chores to do tomorrow and I'm all set.
What do you have to do tomorrow?
Main thing is make out a list and do the grocery shopping. Boy, did I ever pull a fast one on Doc and Herb on the groceries.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. Doc says we'll split the food three ways, you see. But I says, oh, I says, you guys just give me $5 a piece and I'll take care of the groceries, I says.
You did. That's food for three men for 3 days.
Yeah. Them chumps went for it, too. Here's the $10. I ought to be able to feed a dozen guys for that much dough, and my own groceries won't cost me a cent.
Oh, have I got a surprise for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Oh, well, we'll see you then.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Dr. Gamble is played by Arthur Q. Bryan and Cora by Elvia Allman. Well, like Molly, I think McGee may have a little surprise coming tomorrow when he tries to provision the three of them for the hunting trip on that $10. This is John Wall saying goodbye.
Daytime companion to America's Women, weekday on NBC Radio. Daytime companion to America's Women, weekday on NBC Radio.